N-A-B-I-S-C-O, Nabisco is the name to know. For a breakfast you can't beat, try Nabisco shredded wheat. Keen eyes fixed on a flying target. A gleaming arrow set against a rawhide string. A strong bow bent almost to the breaking point. And then... A new thrilling adventure story from the exciting days of the Old West. To friends and neighbors alike, Steve Adams appeared to be nothing more than the young owner of the Broken Bow cattle spread. But when danger threatened innocent people, and when evildoers plotted against justice, then Steve Adams' rancher disappeared. And in his place came a mysterious Colward Indian, wearing the dress paint of a Comanche, riding the great golden Palomino Fury, galloping out of the darkness to take up the cause of law and order throughout the West, comes the legendary figure of Great Arrow. With the westward expansion of the United States came many settlers who were good people and learned to live in peace with the Indians of the prairie country. But as more and more covered wagons rolled along the trails, the search for land grew feverish. And there were some who turned evil eyes on the land where stood the teepees and the council fires of the Comanche.
Oh, ho, there. Look at this, sir. Plenty of land for us to grab off.
Yeah, good land, too. We can sell it for plenty to folks coming west. Only it's Indian land, Marty.
What if it is? We'll grab it off right under their noses.
How? We ain't strong enough to fight all them red men.
We ain't, Spur. But supposing all the settlers around here started in to fight.
Fight the Indians? Well, they won't. They're peaceful.
Yeah. But they won't be long. I got a scheme, Spur. A scheme that's going to bust this Indian territory wide open. Come on. Get it. There you go.
A few nights later, Monty and Spur gathered with a group of desperados in a tangle of brush not far from the homes of several settlers.
All right, all of you. Stop jabbing and listen. Now, we sweep down on them houses and put them to the torch. Steal the horses, scatter the cattle. Just make sure of one thing.
What's that, Monty?
I want them settlers to put the blame right on the Indians, not on us. That's why I had you all decked out in war paint and deerskin.
There's one thing we ain't got, Marty. Them Comanches all wear red feather headbands.
Yeah. All right. We can't get them headbands. Only the Indians know where to get them eagle feathers. But it's dark, savvy. Nobody will notice. Now, here we go. And yell. Yell just like Comanche.
It took rugged people to survive in pioneer days. It was all work, hard work that called for hearty food. Makes you wonder how men like that fabulous redskin Straight Arrow can keep up his fast pace of danger and excitement. It takes plenty of energy to keep going like that. The pushing, driving energy you can get from Nabisco Shredded Wheat. Try a bowl full of these crisp cereal biscuits whenever you need extra energy. Nabisco Shredded Wheat is so delicious, you'll be looking for that wholesome, healthful cereal every day. Remember to get the original Niagara Falls package of Nabisco Shredded Wheat. Monty and his gang, dressed as Indians, made one night raid after another. Outlying settlers living near Comanche territory awoke night after night to hear the thunder of hoofs, the hiss of arrows, and the crack of rifle bullets. and the crackle of flames as raiding parties burn down their homes. Packy, that just doesn't make sense. You and I know the Comanches are at peace. They have a treaty. They'd never violate a treaty.
Steve, I just now come from El Camino. The town's boiling over. Folks say there's been 4 raiding parties in the past week alone.
Can't believe it.
Well, Kino, I know, Steve. After all, you was born a Comanche yourself. But wait, you ain't heard the worst of it. Why, there's talk about taking that land away from them Comanches.
What's that?
Folks is roused up, Steve. They're calling a meeting. They've even got a big judge sent out special from Washington.
In El Camino, partner?
Got there just last night.
Federal judge, huh? Come on, partner. Let's head for El Camino. I aim to have words with that judge. Get up there.
Get up there, paint horse. Come on, baby.
Judge Prentice was just having breakfast in the El Camino Cafe when Steve Adams and Packy located him. Steve got down to business immediately. That's right, Judge Prentice. My handle's Adams. Steve Adams, owner of the Broken Bowl Cattle Spray.
And I'm his sidekick, Packy.
Sit down and join me, gentlemen.
If you don't mind, Judge, I'd rather stick to talk. Judge, the Comanches are innocent.
Huh?
I'm certain all this talk about Indian raids is just talk.
Hold on there, mister. Sure you figure them redskins ain't harm folks none, do you? You hear that, Spur?
Yeah, Muddy.
We were having a private confab with Judge Prentice. You weren't asked to horn in.
We're doing it on our own hook then, stranger. And what you're trying to say is a dead blame lie.
Why, you dead blame buzzard. You can't call
Steady,
Steve
partner.
Adams.
I'll handle this.
But Steve...
Gentlemen, I didn't come here to witness gunplay. I came to solve a difficult problem.
Yeah, Judge. And it was me and Spur here sent for you.
Well, now that's mighty interesting. I suppose it was your place that was raided.
No, not exactly.
Or the Spur gents, maybe.
No, not me neither.
Just what is your stake, then? You wouldn't be land agents now, would you?
Suppose we are.
Just wondering, mister. That land is taken away from the Comanches and thrown open to settlers. You can make plenty of cash selling it, can't you?
Now, look at here. I've taken enough left.
One moment, please. Mr. Adams.
Yes, Judge?
As representative of the law, I take no sides. I'm here to learn for myself who is right. But I tell you this. There have been Indian raids already, many of them. I've already spoken to dozens of settlers whose homes have been leveled to the ground, whose cattle and horses have been scattered to the winds. Adams, I'm very much afraid that the Comanches must be punished.
Here, they burned off my home.
I come to speak to my white brother.
Steve, by Cactus, it's a red man.
A Comanche, walking right in here bold as brass.
I am White Cloud of the Comanche. Word has come that we violated our pledge of peace. This is not so. We keep the peace.
He's lying.
White Cloud does not lie. I swear.
The sneaking buzzard. Grab him, gents. String him up.
Gentlemen, gentlemen.
Stand back. All of you stand back.
Get out of the way, Adams. Get out of the way.
Look out.
Now, the next man that goes for his gun like Monty will be mighty sorry. White Cloud, back. Out the door.
I am not afraid.
Do as I say. Packy and me'll come along with you. Now, don't move, anybody. All of you stand still.
I got the door, Steve.
All right, out. Run for the horses. Go back to your people, White Cloud. These settlers are madder than hornets.
My people have not broken the peace.
White Cloud, this is no time for making talk. Bamboo, Tonto.
Very well. I go. But this I tell to you. We will not give up our land. We will never give up our land.
Get up, boy!
Packy, into the saddle. We can't argue with him, partner. Into the saddle and ride, Tonto.
Get up, boy!
Sharky, that's what we're going to find out. There's just one way to do it. Follow me, partner. We're heading to Sundown Valley in the cave of a straight arrow.
Mysterious valley, a hidden cave known only to Steve Adams and Packy. Its walls glitter with gold, and in the cave stands the great golden Palomino Fury.
There, Fury. Now, how do these pose?
A Comanche bow and arrows hang on the wall. There is Comanche war paint, Comanche garb. In a moment, Steve Adams' rancher is gone, and in his place...
Steady, Fury. It is I, Straight Arrow.
Matter of hoops in the back of the open cave. And in the war hoops that rings on the glittering rock, out into the open gallops the great golden Palomino Fury, and riding bareback, clad in Indian garb from head to toe, Straight Arrow on the trail of justice.
Arrow, Straight Arrow!
How, Packy, my friend? I will see. We go to the council fire of the Comanche.
Get up there! Hey,
Kaniwa! Shuri!
After leaving El Camino, White Cloud had galloped back to the Comanche village and called a council of Indian braves. He told them what had taken place, and as he finished, the faces of his fellow warriors grew fierce and troubled.
No! They will never take our land! Never! Is that not so, warriors of the Comanche? We will fight to keep our land!
We cannot fight! We have smoked the pipe of peace.
It is not we who break the peace. It will be they. Let the peace pipe be broken and cast to the four winds. This is our land, the land of our fathers. We shall...
Kohai! Look, my brothers.
A Comanche in war paint. A bow and arrows that glitter with gold.
And he wears the red feather headband.
It is Straight Arrow. Taos!
Oh, Fury, ho! Taos, the honey!
Taos, Straight Arrow!
Straight Arrow, we have heard of you. And now you come.
When my brothers, the Comanche, are in danger, Straight Arrow shall always come.
Even so, Straight Arrow. Much danger. This land...
Already I know of this, White Cloud.
You know.
Brothers of the Red Feather Headband, listen to me. Let your war paint stay in the teepee. Let not the war cry be heard on your lips.
Straight Arrow, what shall we do then? Take down our teepees? Bury our council fires? Shall we move our squaws, our children, from this our land?
No! No, White Cloud. Do you not trust Straight Arrow?
Yes, but...
Then do as I say. It is not you who raid the homes of the settlers.
Who then, Straight Arrow? Who has done this?
I do not yet know. But the judge who comes from Washington, from the home of the great White Father, will not decide for a few more days. And before then, I shall find out, O brothers of the Red Feather Headband. I shall find out. Manitoua!
Manitoua!
Up, Palomino! Up, Curie!
Sweeping out of the Indian village, the red man rejoined Packy, who had been waiting out on the prairie. A signal from Straight Arrow, and the two men rode on into the dusk. But that night, in El Camino...
Marty, we gotta do something, I tell you. I've been listening to that Judge Prentice. He's too blamed honest.
I don't savvy, Spare. What's eating you?
He still ain't convinced the Comanche's been pulling them raids. He plans to hold a regular hearing to ask the Comanche themselves to show up.
What's that? Why, that'll bust our scheme wide open. Spur, we gotta do something that'll make that judge dead set against them Injun savvy.
Yeah, Marty, but what?
Daddy. Hey, he ain't staying in town, is he?
No, he ain't. He's going over to Carson's ranch. He's staying there the rest of the week.
Carson's place, huh?
You got something up your sleeve, Monty?
Yes, Spur, I sure enough have. Spur, there's one way to make up Judge Prentice's mind. Suppose, just suppose that Injuns was to raid Carson's place right while he was there.
Injuns? You mean us, Monty?
Yes, I mean us. Round up the gang, Spur. We gotta figure this out pronto.
Ever see the equal of Spur and Monty for pure meanness? They're so set on stirring up redskin trouble and putting the blame on White Cloud's tribe that they'll even raid the ranch where Judge Prentice is staying. This setup calls for straight arrow and quick, just as a really good breakfast calls for Nabisco shredded wheat, the tempting whole grain cereal that seems to be just everybody's favorite. You just try some. And when you taste that golden whole wheat flavor, you'll be sold on Nabisco shredded wheat from then on. And that'll be fine and dandy, because Nabisco shredded wheat is yours for good health. A healthful, energy-giving cereal that's bound to give a good morning start. Have Nabisco shredded wheat, the original shredded wheat, tomorrow. Monty and Spur, two unscrupulous land grabbers, fake a series of Indian raids on outlying settlers in order to have a federal judge take land away from the Comanche and open it for settlement. But Straight Arrow, certain that the Comanche are keeping the peace, takes up the chase. Knowing the federal judge to be an honest man who will countenance no wrongdoing, the red man prevails on White Cloud's tribe to leave matters in his hands. And that night, after traveling from the Indian village, he and his partner, Packy, arrive in the town of El Camino.
Streets are plenty deserted, Strader.
Yes, but look there, Packy. The hitching rail in front of the cafe.
Oh, I don't notice nothing out of line.
So many horses, my friend. And look now, yet another one stops before the cafe.
Well, why shouldn't they be there? If they're going into the cafe...
Is dark.
Huh?
No light shines from the window.
By cactus, it's so. It's closed up tighter than a drum.
And watch. That rider has dismounted. Does he enter the cafe?
Why, no. No, he ain't. He's heading up the outside stairs to the balcony.
Watch him.
Well, hog tying me for a blister. Kino, straight at him. He went into a room up there, a lighted room.
Yes, and for a moment when the door was open, I saw many others already inside, and speaking to them was Monty.
Monty?
When you and I were in El Camino this morning, you do not recall?
Monty? By cactus, now I do. Yeah, he's one of them there land grabbers.
He and another called Spur.
I grab Kino, Monty and Spur.
Packy, others can go up on that balcony also to listen and hear while these bad men talk. Shuri, under the balcony.
There, under pink.
Leaving Fury and Paint in the shadow of the cafe balcony, Straight Arrow led the way up the worn wooden stairs and toward the door through which came the murmur of voices.
Softly, Packy. If they hear us...
No, I'll be careful.
Closer now. Quickly, red man in white moved across the balcony. Lamplight gleamed through the cracks of a closed door, and soon they could hear Monty's voice.
All right, the intention is all settled. We'll put on a good act for that Judge Prentice. So good he'll order the Comanche lands thrown wide open. When we ride out, honey, what's wrong with right now? We'll head out of town, change the engine folks in the war paint, and then... What was that?
Hey, Strader. My gun. It bumped up against the door.
Quiet, Packy. Perhaps they will pay no heed to it.
What's about that, Monty? Yeah, it's to the balcony. I wonder... There ain't nobody out there had enough behind to find out.
Who's out there? Who is
it?
Oh, you jumped quickly over the railing.
Oh, what's the
blaze?
Monty, what happened?
I don't know.
Something hit me out of the...
There ain't nobody out here now.
There was it, Taylor. There must have been that.
Hey!
There they go. Three of them. Head the horses right under the balcony. Slug me and jump.
Well, we'll get them.
Never mind that. Don't be loco and waste lead. They're gone. Slanted around the corner.
Who was they, Monty? How much did they hear?
I don't know, and we ain't waiting to find out, Chevy. We're hitting the trail pronto.
For Carson's place?
Yeah, to stage our engine raid. And the faster we get there, the better. Come on, gents. Get to your horses.
Yeah. All right. Oh, boy, up there. All right. All right.
While Straight Arrow galloped fury full tilt around behind the El Camino General Store, there he halted. And while his partner Patty gaped in amazement, the red man vanished into the dark store to reappear in a moment with a heavy sack slung over one strong shoulder.
What incarnation, Straight Arrow? What's that?
Here, Patty, on your horse, Paint, behind his saddle. Do not move, Paint. No, I tie it on firmly.
Oh, right on, Chevy. What in blazes do we want with that? It's them polecats of Marty's and Spurs that we're going after. Why, they... Hey, there they go now, hightailing out of town.
Steady, Fury. After them, Packy.
Yeah, but we don't even know where they're heading.
They will stop for a while to get into Indian dress. You must trail them while I go to the Comanche village.
You mean you're getting White Cloud?
White Cloud and his braves. When Marty and his men stage that raid, Judge Prentice shall see the difference between real Indians and false.
Kino, I'll trail after Monty right enough. But how in blazes will you find
me? I shall find you. Now, up, Curry!
But stay here! He's gone. It's dark. Plum dark. Even with the moon, how's he going to pick up my trail? But he said I should tag after Monty no matter what. Kino, then. Come on, Paint Horse. Wherever them ornery coyotes are hitting, we're going after them. Get up there!
The moon laid a silver blanket over the wigwams and teepees of the Indian village as Straight Arrow's Great Horse Fury flashed over the dark prairie and down among the tethered horses in the buffalo hide lodging. But the village dogs raised the alarm, and in a few short seconds, every brave in the village was clustered around the giant Palomino and his famous rider.
Straight Arrow! It is Straight Arrow!
Straight Arrow! What is it? Why have you come thus by moonlight?
White Cloud, all of you, listen. I have found who it is that plots against the Comanche. There are evil men who scheme to take your land. Will you ride with me to trap them? Then to your wigwams. Don your war paint. Take down your bows and arrows. Your shields made from the hide of the great buffalo. Take your fastest war ponies.
Quickly, the Comanche sped to their lodgings. War paint daubed deep face. The bows were stripped of their deerskin sheaths. Arrows filled every quiver. And in a few moments, Straight Arrow was surrounded by 50 eager Comanche mounted on painted ponies.
We are ready, Straight Arrow.
Good. You all wear the red feather headband, the mark of the Comanche.
Straight Arrow, one moment.
Yes, White Cloud.
These evil men who pretend they are us. Where shall we find them?
I do not yet know.
You do not know? But it is dark. How can you find them?
White Cloud, put your trust in me. We shall pick up the trail somewhere near El Camino.
What such a trail? Can it be followed quickly?
We shall follow it quickly. But now there is much ground to cover. After me, up, Curry!
Indian village screamed the Comanches, moonlight glittering on the black braided hair, gleaming on the copper skins and polished bows, shining on the spotted ponies. Faster and faster they swept across the prairie toward El Camino, and at their head, his golden coat shimmering in the pale moonlight, the great Palomino Fury.
Yonder's Carson's place.
Yeah. Well, got a lamp out on the porch, too. It looks like the judge and Carson sitting there. Gather around, gents, all of you. Yeah,
come on, boy.
Now, remember, you ain't white men, savvy. You're all Injuns.
Sure, Marty. Didn't we stop to get all dressed up this way?
Yeah, war paint, bows and arrows, the work.
And remember this, gents. You can pull trigger if you want to, but make certain you shoot in the air. We got to keep that Judge Prentice alive, savvy? Make a big ruckus like Injuns. Yell and gallop their ponies, but that's all, savvy?
Yeah, all set then, Marty. What do we do first?
The corral, gents. It's just far enough from that porch that Prentice can make us out and think we're Injuns. Just far enough. Come on now. Walk your horses until I give the word. Then in we go. And yell like blazers.
Cautiously, the bad men moved forward through the cottonwoods toward the Carson Corral. As they drew near, Monty raised his hand, ready to send his men forward like an Indian raiding party. But before he could give the signal...
What?
An arrow came hissing out of the darkness behind them, a golden arrow, and out of no place, charging down on the surprised outlaws, came a tide of painted Comanches with Straight Arrow leading the way.
What's this?
And the sound of battle, Judge Prentice and Carson reached to their feet and peered out across the moonlit prairie. They could make out horses and men tangled together, but who was Paul, they could not tell. Not until all the bad men were captured and Straight Arrow and the Comanches led them in silence up to the fort and stopped.
Oh, hurry, hold. All of them.
No, Judge Prentice, not all. These men whose arms are tied and bound, they are not Indians. They are outlaws.
That ain't so. We ain't...
Bonnie! That was an idiot thing to do. Now the judge has us spotted for sure.
I have indeed. So this is what has been happening, eh? It was not the Comanche who were raiding innocent settlers.
No, Judge Prentice, it was these bad men. They hoped to get the Indian land for themselves to sell.
Never, red man, I assure you. That land belongs to the Comanches and it shall belong to them.
White Cloud, do you and your braves hear?
We hear, Straight Arrow. We hear and we are grateful to our brother. Who rides the golden Palomino?
Oh, over there, Pinko. Straight Arrow, by cactus, you done it. I was watching from the cottonwoods. But how on Sassafras...
How was I able to pick up your trail?
Yeah.
Look behind you, Packy.
Behind me? Well, I'll be a lop-eared mule. A trail of white stretching behind my horse.
White flour, my friend. That sack I put on paint was full of flour. I cut it open before I left you. In the moonlight, it was easy to follow. Judge Prentice.
Yes, Straight Arrow?
These men shall go to jail.
They shall indeed, red man. They certainly shall. But do you know, even now I have difficulty in telling you real Indians from them.
Look for the red feather, Judge.
Huh? The red feather?
The mark of the Comanche. The red feather headband. Others may use war paint, bows and arrows to pretend they are Comanche. But only the Comanche himself, honest, fearless, and loyal to the land of his fathers, only he wears the red feather headband of the Comanche.
Time of day, most of you Straight Arrow fans have pulled up reins, all set to take it easy for a while. But tomorrow morning, you'll be at it again, bright and early. So don't forget to have some Nabisco shredded wheat before you start out. Nabisco shredded wheat has what it takes to make you feel really ship-shape. Those crisp, whole wheat biscuits give you energy plus to help keep you going for hours. And you won't be feeling hungry way before lunchtime, for Nabisco shredded wheat is the kind of breakfast food that stays with you clear through to the next meal. Hot or cold, plain or piled with fruit, Nabisco shredded wheat makes the best breakfast ever.
tell Mother you'd like a big bowl full every day starting tomorrow. Of the Old West, ride with Straight Arrow. And remember, N-A-B-I-S-C-O, Nabisco is the name to know. For a breakfast you can't beat, try Nabisco shredded wheat.